My guest today in one-on-one is concert pianist and director of the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra, Jan Simon. Simon has studied with some of the great pianists, including compatriot Ivan Moravets in Prague and the Uruguayan-born Homero Francesc in Zurich. He also trained in Berlin before becoming the youngest ever soloist in residence of the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra in 1994. When I met him to bask in the sun on his balcony, Jan Simon started by telling me about his musical family background.
So my father has been a pianist. He graduated the Prague Academy of Arts with Professor František Rauch in the middle of 50s. And it was quite natural that from my childhood I has been followed by the music, although I would have to say that it was not always the classical music, because my father has founded the jazz band within the Prague National Theatre, which was quite successful, and I spent a lot of time in the rehearsing room of this orchestra when I was 6, 7 years old. But my father was the person who followed my whole career, my musical education, and he is my long life advisor for my career as a musician.
So was it clear to you around about age 6 or 7, when you were sitting in those jazz concerts but also playing the piano at home, that you wanted to be a musician and a classical musician at that?
I've decided when I was at about 15, 16, after I made the entrance examination for the Prague Conservatory. That time I haven't been decided yet, because I had some interest for physics, mathematics, and with 16 I took part at the Chopin competition in Marienbad, Marianske Lázně. During the preparation of for this competition, I lost my goal to win the competition, and I found another, probably more important goal, to follow the music. I started to understand what's the music about, and since that I changed my life and started to work quite hard with the piano. I spent a lot of time. Maybe I wasn't able to experience everything what's connected with this Sweet 16. On the other side, I found something what could fulfill my life, and I have the feeling that it still can.
How do you think Czech musicians are sort of valued in this country as opposed to musicians in other countries? Are they paid well enough? Do they get the respect that they deserve? I mean, what is being a musician like here in comparison to, say, being a musician in Germany?
Principally, I would have to say that what concerns the society acceptance of the musicians, I think that the position of the Czech musicians is quite good to compare to Germany or other European countries, not to talk about the United States. But, you know, you have to live by someone, by something. And only to live by honor and appreciation of the musician, you cannot. So you have to think about the financial sources. And on that point, I would have to say that the value of musicians, or how are they paid in general, it doesn't concern our orchestra, I mean Prague Radio Symphony, or it concerns Prague Symphony, Foka, Czech Philharmonic. I think that the society is not able to appreciate really correctly what does it mean to be a cultural nation, to provide this kind of let's say services, although I don't like this word in connection with music.
Can you tell me about your relationship to the Czech Radio Symphony Orchestra, what you do here?
I started to cooperate with the orchestra since 1989, when took place the first recording for CD, when I recorded the piano concerto by my father, because I didn't mention that my father is principally the composer now since 40s, maybe 50 years. In 1994, I has been appointed as the soloist in residence of the Czech Radio, And in 2001, I got an offer by the chief conductor to become executive director of the orchestra, which means principally to fulfill the schedule of the orchestra for the concert seasons, to organize concert tours abroad. It's very enjoyable work, very exciting, and to work with 110 musicians, 110 individualities. It's not always easy, but the confrontation with the opinions of musicians, and very often very reasonable opinions, and it's very inspiring. And then it comes back to my own pianistic work, and I would say if I wouldn't like it, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, so can you tell me a bit about what you've got planned for this season?
The concert season, subscription season, is coming on the 7th of September with the opening concert for our subscribers. And then it follows with other concerts. There is another very important point for us, which is the organization of the International Music Festival under auspices of the Czech Radio as a medial partner, Radio Otten, where we invite three foreign orchestras, and the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra plays two other concerts, including the closing concert of the festival. And then we follow with the tour to Germany, appearing in Munich and Frankfurt. Then is scheduled the tour to Belgium and Netherlands in March next year. So there is a couple of things to do.
I was wondering if you have an explanation for why Czech music is so popular abroad and why it travels so very well. I mean, my grandparents who live in the Scottish countryside go into town to see Dvořák concerts or Smetana concerts. Do you think Czech music has some sort of allure that, for example, Scottish or Irish music doesn't?
I'm not so sure about that, that it should be called Czech music, because especially Dvořák is a phenomenon. It's this kind of art which really overshape the borders of languages, music languages, and it's probably the similar case like Tchaikovsky. Okay, it could be named as a typical representative of Russian music. More connective element might be the Slavonic element. Both of them, Dvořák and Tchaikovsky, they had a lot of invention. And this is something what could talk to the audience, and not only what could, but what it definitely does. I'm not so sure about that, that the people think about Czech. They think about Dvořák, and I think this cosmopolitan way of thinking is the most important for the authors like him, like Janáček, like Martinů, like Smetana, and that's why the people attend the concerts, because they find the music very enjoyable, inspiring, and doesn't matter from which country it comes.